Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jeff Frey. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Gordon. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Luis Polonia. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting sixth. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Jeff Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polonia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Polonia moves to second. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palmeiro hits a fly ball for an out. Anderson moves to second. 2 outs. Bobby Bonilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonilla for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Tinsley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fry is 0-for-1 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hoyles is hit by the pitch. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Polonia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Polonia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Polonia moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro is walked intentionally. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Polonia tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to third. Palmeiro moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoyles strikes out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Polonia is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tinsley hits a line drive into left field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fry is 0 for 2 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentin. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bonilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to third. Canseco moves to second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Canseco moves to third. Nehring moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. Canseco scores. Nehring moves to third. Jefferson moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tinsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tinsley is hit by the pitch. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fry is 0-for-3 in the game. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Surhoff strikes out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoyles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Polonia is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Polonia takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Valentin. Ripken moves to second. Mike Stanton now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Palmeiro strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nehring is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Pomeroy, and towards Ripken, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jefferson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jose Malabi now playing right field. Troy O'Leary now playing left field. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hudson now pitching. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Polonia is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Polonia hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Alex Delgado pinch hits for Troy O'Leary. Alex Delgado is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Delgado strikes out. One out. Lee Tinsley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tinsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tinsley hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Fry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fry is 0-for-4 in the game. Fry takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Valentin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fry moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson who is chasing the ball. Canseco reaches third base with a triple. Roger McDowell now pitching. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nehring is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Alex Delgado now playing left field. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Palmeiro strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bonilla strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.